ako umabot ako sa point na parang ang sama-sama na ng tingin ko sa sarili ko. Sa lahat ng kalokohan na ginawa ko, no? Pero continuous process of unlearning, relearning, knowing, loving the self, forgiving the self, paulit-ulit siya. Hanggang eventually, lahat ng pinagdaanan natin, makikita natin yung wisdom behind it.
Welcome to the 7 Dimensions of Wellness, the podcast that helps you reassess your habits and helps you progress. The 7 dimensions are as follows: a spiritual, physical, emotional, career, intellectual, environmental, and social. Reassess, progress. This is the 7 Dimensions of Wellness. And welcome back to the 7 Dimensions of Wellness, the podcast that helps you reassess your habits and helps you progress. I'm your host, Jerome Paul. Thank you for tuning in. So, runners, it's been a long time again since we did this, the 7 Dimensions of Wellness, but it has its own good reasons. We did a lot of time away. We did a lot of time to reflect. Super dami na talaga nangyari. And I'm really excited because this is going to be the second to the last episode. And I think this is going to be one of the most anticipated episodes ever sa podcast. So, tonight's dimension is about physical. It's all about caring for our body and staying healthy. This is gonna be very helpful for those people na gusto mag-workout or like, who just want to be physically fit again. You know, focus tayo sa physical health. Ayan. Okay, our guest tonight is helping Pathways behind the scenes. She is one of Pathways' alchemists and core. Let's all welcome and go. Hi, Ayan! Welcome to the podcast!
Hi, runners!
Hi. Long time! Sobrang tagal nito. I'm excited. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, how are you? How have you been?
Okay naman. Ngayon, medyo busy with family healing. Tapos, ikaw, Jerome, kamusta ka?
So by the time we record this episode, masakit ang katawan ko, lalo na yung core. Kasi kakagaling ko lang din sa gym. Yay! So, perfect timing. So, of course, welcome to the Runaway Podcast, Ate Anne. And since you're here, can you tell us more about yourself? Do you have any experiences lately na gusto mong i-share?
Siguro experience ko recently, 2 years na akong drug-free and alcohol-free. Last month ako nag-anive. And of course, with the help of practice yung healing with Mommy Jane at the death.
I'm genuinely surprised, runners. Okay, I'm genuinely surprised. I didn't know. Congratulations! Hello! Congratulations! And of course, kanina, nasabi mo na you help Pathways behind the scenes and mostly through like finances din, of course. How has it been? You know, kamusta yung experience helping out Pathways, seeing it grow? Ayan.
Honestly, maganda yung experience kasi it's totally different from what I've been doing sa family business namin. Dito kasi makikita mo yung contrast din at some point na pag na-honor, hindi lang siya purely sa profit naka-base yung organization, but it's more of honoring and valuing the community and kung ano yung creativity ng mga tao. So, very different siya sa approach.
Oh. Okay, see, like, it's not all about the money talaga. It's not all about the money. Mm-hmm. Ayan. Thank you. Oh, but speaking of, like, money, of course, we're gonna talk a little bit about professions then. Since Pathways is a community where people come together, what was your job or occupation before or now that you're here in Pathways?
Currently, I'm still working sa family business pa rin namin. So, I help sa finances and sa operations kung paano yung nag-ano yung isang company nag-operate. Mm-hmm. So yun yung talagang focus ko. And hindi naman siya nalilihis. Kumbaga same pa rin naman.
Ah, see, it goes back talaga. Sorry, like, si Ate Elna talks about embracing authenticity, and kapag na-embrace mo na yun, you would eventually integrate your purpose and then your work. So, yun, they're yeah. together. So,
siguro, masishare ko yung challenge lang kasi syempre iba yung environment eh, kung paano nag-ooperate yung hindi ko gina-judge, no, but kung paano i-operate yung paano pa nag-ooperate sa old world yung hindi pa nag-healing yung mga tao than sa mga nag-heal na yung mga tao. May difference kasi yung mga dynamic yung nakakasama natin sa trabaho. Ayun. And kung paano ba yung mindset ng isang organization, paano siya tumatakbo. Yung medyo challenging na syempre, tayo na sa healing journey na tayo, gusto natin din sana ma-experience nila yung healing or yung awareness na pinagdadaanan natin para rin sana somehow makatulong sa kanila eh. So, pero imagine kung mag-isa ka lang nagki-carry nun, parang you're going against the kung ano yung mga kinasanayan ng mga tao sa environment mo. Pero yun yung challenging for me.
I think so too. Kasi sobrang daming naging magandang talking points on the previous episode. Runners, if you want to review, you can go back. It's okay. No problem. You know, una, like finding your purpose, shadow work, yung intuition mo, tapos yung pagiging authentic mo sa work. And then before this episode, how you can transform your environment naman to the environment what you like. So it's kind of hard at first, diba ate? But when you put in the work, kaya. Ayan.
Saka, pag kilala mo na sarili mo, Jerome, hindi ka mawawala.
Yeah. Ayan. Ako na, unang basag na naman. Ayan. Oh, so ate, speaking of me, I also ask everyone then from Pathways, the core, how did you know me? Paano ba nag-cross yung paths natin?
Naalala ko si isang event. Ang ganda ng question mo. So ikaw yung naging winner. Tapos, ikaw yung naging winner. Tapos, ako yung nag-send sa iyo ng voucher code.
Yes! Doon yung
initial engagement natin.
Oh, I think yun yung relaunch pa?
Parang ata, oo.
I forgot yung mismong name ng event, but Facebook yun, 20... Basta, mag-new year. Mag-new year. Ayun yun. And then, ayun, like, we also met na din officially nung TaroCon for the first time. And then, yeah, there's a sister. And dito na tayo. Ayun. Thank you. So, ate, of course, the floor is yours again. They say it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. So, how did your spiritual awakening or healing journey come about?
Okay. Siguro start ako sa in life ko before Pathways.
Okay.
Para may background. So, kung kilala mo ko from dati, based sa worldly standards to, mukha akong okay. Kasi may family business kami and matagal na sa industry. Tapos mga side hustles ako. Mahilig akong mag-travel, shopping, collect ng bags, watches. Mm-hmm. Tapos, lagi ako na sa gimmickan every week. Or minsan weekday sa rebel ako. So, yun yung lifestyle ko, no? Pero, ang hirap pala i-share. Pero within me, I was really, hindi ako happy. Yung happiness ko, hindi alam kong hindi authentic. Naka-based lahat sa external factors eh. And yung self-worth ko, naka-based din siya sa laman ng bank account ko or sa possession na meron ako, no? And then, yung iniiyak talaga ng soul ko that time is, bakit ang layo-layo ni God? Bakit sobrang separated ako from God?
Mm-hmm.
So, ganun siya. And then, so yun, and nagda-drugs din ako. Tapos nagda-drugs ako before. And yung mindset ko pa dati is, okay lang na maging occasional user ako. Kasi hindi naman ako araw-araw nagda-drugs eh.
Kaya okay. Mm-hmm.
Pero, latter part, na-realize ko din na sobrang dependent ko na rin pala. Kasi, pag, for example, pag mag-aaway kami ng ex ko, pag hindi ko makontrol yung situation, magda-drugs ako. Pag gusto ko mag-drugs, free.
Yes. Ko.
Pag gusto ko is mag-celebrate, drugs pa din. So, lahat, cope with what's happening with me, automatic magda-drugs ako. Siguro mas okay lang ba na mag-detail ako sa journey ko about drugs?
Oh yes, definitely. Thank you, Ate. Of course, safe space. I honor and thank you for sharing din. So, please, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Ayan.
So, yun, nag-start ako sa drugs, nag-explore ako nung college. Weed naman to. Nag-start sa weed. And then eventually, nung nag-work na ako, I think that was 2012, 2013, nag-explore naman ako sa party drugs. And ito, hindi ako na peer pressure, hindi rin ako pinilit. Talagang may pull lang sa akin na maging curious sa mga ganung bagay.
Ah, yes.
Eh, pag nagpa-party drug ka, may normally, may kapalit yun na downtime eh, or calm down. And then magka-crashing ka for how many days with me? It was 3-4 days. So, after ng ligaya, sakit ng ulo ko, ang sakit ng katawan ko, puro pasa ako minsan. May singaw, hindi ako makapag-function. Yun. So, natutunan ko gumamit ng ibang substance to combat yung mga symptoms.
Side effects.
And then, after that, so, yung substance na yun, nagamit ko naman yun sa work. In turn, nagamit ko sa work for me to function, for me to feel confident, for me to express myself. Kasi feeling ko before, na-judge ko yung sarili ko na ang bagal ko mag-cope. Hindi ko ma-express mga gusto kong sabihin. And parang ang bagal lang ng proseso. Pero with healing, natanggap ko yung side kong yun, na nature ko lang talaga siya. Pero doon, dati, nung hindi pa ako nag-healing, syempre, parang kailangan ko i-prove yung sarili ko eh. So, mag-take ako noon, no? For me to function. And then eventually, I think this was pre-pandemic. Hindi ko naalala ko ano yung exact year. Pero na-introduce ako sa cocaine. And then, ang nangyari, since at first, parang hindi ko pa na-feel yung effect sa body ko eh. Kasi konti pa lang yung consumption. But eventually, it grew, no? Dumadami yung usage ko. And minsan, I just, yung parang feeling ba na you get lost in yung dun sa substance?
Yes.
I think with alcohol, same naman eh. Pero mas iba lang yung impact ng drugs. Parang
For sure, like 100 times heavier and stronger, I guess.
So nung nabaliw ako sa substance nito, automatic parang na-associate ko rin siya somehow with alcohol. Kasi for me, yung cocaine and alcohol, parent goes hand in hand.
Para
mag-balance yung tama sa katawan ko. Yun yung nangyari. Pero kahit na eventually, kasi nga dumadami yung consumption ko eh. Tapos yung alcohol consumption ko din, dumadami. Like in a span of 2 hours, kaya kong umubos ng isang bottle ng whiskey. Tapos sobrang cans and beers. Ganun yung effect sa katawan ko.
Okay. Ang dami.
Tapos, syempre, kasi since alam kong hindi siya sustainable, yung high na nararamdaman ko, it's not sustainable, talagang sasagarin ko yung peak, no? Kung wala pa ako, hindi pa ako pababa, talagang magsusnort ako another line for me to sustain that high, eh. I was literally chasing highs after highs, peak after peak, kasi takot akong mawala, eh. And unlike sa party drug na kaya kong pahabain yung duration ng drug
effects.
Dito kasi mabilisan lang. So kakabol ko siya until na umabot sa point na sobrang wasted ko na. Kinabukasan, wala na akong energy, hindi ako makapag-function para gawin yung responsibilities ko kasi may work ako, eh.
May crash din siya after.
Pero okay. Parang ang nangyari sa akin, nag-override yung alcohol. Kasi sobrang hindi na makapag-process, eh. Parang yung brains ko nandun, yung katawang ko naiwan sa...
Okay, yeah. Like, okay, bye, see you later. Diyan ka muna.
Parang ganun. So, I rarely share this, but umabot sa point na nasugod ako sa hospital kasi alcohol intoxication na. Ano nangyari? Nagsusuka ako. As in... talagang vomit na lang. Tapos wala na, sobrang wasted na. Tapos yung palpitations, ang lala. Mm-hmm. Pero hindi ko pa rin, admittedly, hindi pa rin ako tumigil doon. Those were the times na lagi ko sasabihin sa sarili ko, last na.
Mm-hmm.
Pero at the back of my mind, gagawin ko pa rin naman kung may nangyari pa rin hindi ko kaya i-handle or hindi ko kaya i-deal, no? So, yun yung story ko. And babalik ako sa paano ko nabuhay, ng paano ko na free with sa addiction part ko.
Yes.
Kasi sobrang nasa isa akong relationship before na hindi na siya healthy. And seemingly, nakakos ako ng mental illness sa person na to. Because hindi ako mabuting partner back then. And then... parang andun na ako, sobrang desperate ko na. Sabi ko, kailangan may ma-resolve na to. Kailangan masolusyonan. Ganun pa yung thinking ko, eh. Paano ko kaya i-cure ba yung kinakasama ko back then?
Yes.
Tapos, suddenly, na-introduce ako sa pathways.
Oh.
Ako kay Mama Jay.
Mm-hmm.
So, sobrang, gusto ko mag-thank you to that person, Travis. Salamat, naging bridge ka sa transformation ko and sa change. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Na-intro ko doon, Jerome, and then, doon na nag-start yung journey ko. And sa simula naman, admittedly, hindi ako focused sa healing ko, eh. Outward pa rin. Like, kasi for me, that time na pag mag-heal ako, gusto ko i-save yung relationship. It's not work. It's for the relationship to work. Pero sa latter part, parang na-realize ko din na umabot ako sa point na sobrang pagod na ako ipaglaban and ipagbindigan yung relationship. Kasi hindi na nag-work, eh. Like, yung dynamics namin, parang ako yung, let's say, ako yung perpetrator, siya yung victim. Tapos naging ako yung victim, siya yung perpetrator. So doon na lang umiikot, even nung sabay kami nag-healing, sabay kami nag-journey. Pero mapapansin, pag ino-observe ko, let's say na yun, walang may gusto mag-take accountable sa sariling journey. Parang fingers pa rin yung nangyayari. Till na na-decide na ako na hindi na mag-participate ba sa ganung dynamic, napakinggan na talaga yung soul ko na this time, each healing ko for myself and baguhin na lahat ng patterns ko. Doon talaga bumukas, eh. Parang all of a sudden, sobrang bumukas yung, hindi ko to ma-explain, bas may iba lang nangyari from being totally separated from God. As in, sobrang na-experience ko yung unconditional love ni God.
Oh.
Yung peace, yung humility, yung, ito na lang yung best way that I can describe kasi hanggang na yun, wala pa rin akong words, eh, pag naalala ko yung moment na yun na nag-choose ako. And at first, yung seeming sacrifice for me is the relationship. Yun yun eh, yung pinalit ko sa akin. And next is yung mga naging budol sa investment ko. Kasi very madikit sa akin yung mga investments before. Tapos drug addiction. And then, kumbaga, lahat ng yun naging byproduct na eventually ayoko na lang mag-drugs. Nang hindi ko sinasabi sa sarili ko, tigil na ako. Or pipilitin kong itigil. Hindi eh. Byproduct siya ng healing. And yun. Tapos sobrang blessed din talaga ako during those times na pinili ko yung sarili ko kasi natakot ako eh. Takot ako to be alone that time. As in, very codependent kasi ako. So, na-realize ko yung patterns ko na baka bumalik ako sa mag-drugs na lang or balikan ko yung makipaghabulan ba ako sa ex ko or magpapakawalwal ako through alcohol. Sabi ko sa Mami J, Ma, pwede ba balik ako sa inyo? Kasi balik-balik na ako sa kanila that time eh, for my healing. So, baka pwede kasi ayoko na talaga bumalik sa dating patterns ko since na, alam mo eh, may awareness na eh. Gusto ko na time, i-change yun. So, yun yung nangyari. So, but eventually, it all led to Heart of Service, no? Na nagsiserve ako with pathways.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much, Ate, for sharing your story. Honestly, ako nabibigla kasi all the time before and after recording each episode na hahapyaw nila, you know, nila Ate Ted, like everyone from the core na they're very excited for me to talk to you. And hearing these now, I think that's the reason why kasi you have gathered so much strength to break free from what you didn't want anymore in the past. And sobrang courageous na iyak ako. na-inspire ako as in kasi other than connected siya sa mga episodes natin before, even the titles, kasi you followed your intuition, tapos you wanted to be your most authentic self. Like, iba, I couldn't put this into words before nung nag-decide akong mag-quit naman uminom, kasi alcoholic din ako dati Ate. Talagang sobrang dependent ko, lalo na nung pandemic. High, low.
Tara, inom, shot. Yan.
I feel like I resonate with you when you said, ayoko nang bumalik dun. Ayoko nang bumalik dun. So, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Wait lang. Naiyak talaga ako. Wait. Sorry.
Ikaw lang. Pero yun talaga nagagawa talaga ng healing. And yun talaga eh. Tsaka yung meron kang community and mentors to guide you all through it. Yung puro lang talaga yung love and support na nakukuha natin from pathways. Yun din yung malaking anchor ko eh during those times.
Thank you, Pathways. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mommy J. Ayun. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ate, for telling your story. Is there anything else you would like to add then before we officially answer some questions for today's episode?
Siguro. Sana. Ito hope ko, Jerome. Sana kahit isa lang na going through addiction, mag-reach out sa atin na mag-reach out ba na harapin nila kung bakit sila nag-give in sa addiction nila. And sana hindi kayo mawalan ng pag-asa kasi laging may hope dyan eh kung magiging open lang kayo, kung magiging willing lang kayo, talagang i-explore no yung possibilities na may bagong way, may bagong life kasi I understand na pag nandun ka sa loob ng struggle mo na parang yun na lang eh. That time yun na lang yung alam kong gawin. Kasi for me, instant way yun to relieve me from what I'm thinking or feeling eh. Ayoko nang iproseso, ayaw na. Ito na lang yung option ko. So yun na lang yung alam ko na gawin. Pero laging may pag-asa, basta piliin mo lang na gustuhin mo lang buong-buo, makakalabas ka din dyan. And minsan kasi hindi nakakatulong yung tayo bilang tao, grabe natin i-judge yung sarili natin eh. Tapos nadadagdagan pa nung judgment outside us, yung environment natin.
Mm-mm.
So siguro ako umabot ako sa point na parang sama-sama na ng tingin ko sa sarili ko. Sa lahat ng kalokohan na ginawa ko, no? Pero continuous process of unlearning, relearning, knowing, loving the self, forgiving the self, paulit-ulit siya. Hanggang eventually, lahat ng pinagdaanan natin, makikita natin yung wisdom behind it.
Yes. So runners, please take a chance on yourself, ha? Take a chance on yourself. Kaya niyo yan. Kung sinasabi ng mundo na wag, di mo kaya. No, you do it. Kaya mo yan. Take a chance for yourself. Ah, okay. Wait lang. Ayan, take it. Okay. Ayan, all good. Okay na. Okay na. Okay lang. Okay. All right. Okay. So, thank you, Ate. Are you ready to answer some of the questions that we have for today? All good?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So, Ate, of course, I want to say thank you again for sharing your life story, your journey from rising above what you have experienced before. Now, with the healing journey kasi, I got this question a lot. And tinatanong sa akin is, ano ba yung grounding? You know, for comedic purposes, ang alam lang talaga nilang grounding is, you know, makukuryente ka, ground, gano'n. Pero how do we describe it to the runners and to the listeners? Kung ano ba talaga yung grounding?
Yung grounding, kumbaga nagbibring lang tayo ng present, maging nasa present state tayo of that moment. Yun yung ma-share ko dun.
Mm-hmm.
Para ma-find natin yung center natin and balance.
Ah, like to be in the moment na nandito tayo ngayon. Ah, so, sorry, is it also connected sa pagiging mindful, Ate? Kasi like, for example, like me, close to heart, I'm using it as an example kasi ako to. At times, I would get so worried sa future ko na, ah, paano yung pera ko? Paano yung trabaho ko? Paano yung mga bills? Blah, 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 blah. Hanggang sa, wala na, like magsa-spiral down na ako, iiyak na ako, tapos at the time, iinom na ako. Like, you know, yun yung quick getaway ko, yun yung band-aid ko for feeling that way. Eh. So, is it somehow connected sa pagiging mindful din?
Yes, somehow magka-connect sila. Pero siguro mas ma-explain ko if i-differentiate natin. Kumbaga for me, yung mindfulness, it's more of internal. Tapos yung grounding, it's more of external siya. Like, doon tayo sa mindfulness, no, muna. Since internal siya, nasa observer state tayo. Like, we just allow our thoughts, our emotions, feelings, body sensation, and just nakasurrender lang tayo dun sa state na yun without judging it. Hayaan lang natin. And then grounding, kaya ko nasabi na external siya kasi parang may activities tayong ginagawa to shift our attention or our focus. For example, nag-earthing tayo, yung nag-ano sa grass.
Ah, yung ano, walang, like, walang chinelas, like barefooted. Ayan.
Barefooted. Okay. So, para tayo nagko-connect naman sa Mother Earth, no, sa ground. Pero with me, ang personal choice ko is exercise or boxing. Yun yung personal choice ko. So, for example, kunyari, sobrang stressful ng environment ko or ang dami ko lang talagang iniisip. let's say mag ano ko, quick workout or boxing, so automatic yung focus ko na shift. Ando pa rin siya sa head ko, ah. Mm-mm. I mean, pag may problema ako, nandiyan pa rin sa head ko. But parang may part na nashi-shift kasi ang focus ko is yung body ko na. Like, paano ko ba i-execute yung workout? Tama ba yung footwork ko, yung exercise ko? Pero, ang nakakatawa doon kasi, pag andun ka sa state ng pag nag-i-exercise ako, parang nagkakaroon pa ako ng mental clarity.
Ah!
So, after ko mag-workout, pwede kong balikan yung pinagdadaanan ko eh. And eventually, mapaprocess ko siya ng mas nakalayo na ako, naka-disengage ako. Parang ganon. Kasi mas, ano eh, may clarity na. And mas sini na ako, lubog na lubog dun sa story. So, it helps me with ano din, sa stress or kung ano man nangyayari sa akin during the day. Ayun. Na-answer ko ba?
Oh yes, definitely. That's why pala, ate, na kapag may mga nakausap akong friends ko na bakit kayo nag-gym or bakit mo nakahiligan yan, madalas nilang sagot is, wala, like, you know, it helps me think. It helps me feel relief. So, meron talagang mental clarity na nadudulot si exercise or pag-gym. Yes. Kasi form siya ng grounding.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Grounding. Tsaka ano pala, Jerome, pag nag-workout, madalas maririnig mo to sinasabi, like, may happy hormones. Ako, nahahappy. May happy hormones. Kasi may chemical na nare-release eh. Na yun yung parang, yung body natin, pag may pleasurable activities, I think serotonin ata yun. Kung hindi ako nagkakamali. Parang, pag may pleasurable activities tayo, ano siya, lumalabas siya sa katawan natin. Kaya parang nagiging happy hormone siya. Kaya may
I like this episode. So my spiritual and then my scientific. Boom! Okay, welcome to Runaway Podcast. Daming ano, perspective. See, like, do your homework. Mag-notes kayo, runners. Okay. That's why palate. Kasi as someone who's going to the gym na after like 9 years, I'm gonna take this physical journey seriously na din. Somehow, mga nakukuha kong advice from my friends is, ipagpatuloy mo yan kasi it will give you mental clarity. It will also boost your, you know, immune system. Ayan. Plus, you know, like, happy hormones.
Happy hormones.
Ayun. Thank you. Oh, tapos ate, since of course, nagkakaroon tayo ng mental clarity, nandun pa din yung problema, like what you said earlier. And it's kind of obvious na si grounding related din sa stress management, no? For some ate na, at me, ako, at that time, or in one point of my life, hindi ako ganun ka marunong to handle my stress. Of course, nandyan si pangiinom, nandyan si pag-iossi, or in my case, you know, puyat, laro lang ang laro, alam mo, shove it down, huwag mong intindihin yung problema mo, kasi pag in-confirm mo yung nararamdaman mong feelings, mahina ka, and they will judge you. Ganun yung tingin ko sa akin before. Yung stress ba ate, at times, can it manifest into physical illness na din?
I guess oo. Kasi based to sa experience ko ha, growing up, lagi akong may skin asthma or skin eczema. Nakukuha ko yun sa food, tapos sa dust, sa change of weather. Kaso napansin ko since last year, grabe yung allergies ko dito, hindi na nawala. As in, kamot lang ako ng kamot. And wala na talagang, ano eh, parang wala na akong makitang reason, no? Tapos, mag-alabay ako ng meds. Tapos, after ilan days, babalik na naman. So, hinaya ako na lang. Parang ang only thing na lang na nakikita kong possibility is baka sa environment ko kasi medyo stressful siya. So, hindi ko, kumbaga minsan yung katawan na natin yung nagre-react. Tapos ako minsan may tendency pa akong ipipilit ko kahit sobrang say, sige, isa-shrug off ko na lang or titiisin ko. Hindi ko aalaw yung body ko na pahinga muna tayo. Magkaroon muna tayo ng safe space na tayong dalawa lang. So, nagmamanifest na sa katawan.
Oh. Oo nga kasi like, other than the stress, of course, may factor pa natin si environment, yung conditionings noon, tapos yung like, pollution nandun. In my experience naman din, it's kind of the same din ate kasi I have allergic rhinitis. Mm-hmm. And at the time, like before pathways talaga, ang triggers na alam ko is dust, tapos cold weather to hot weather biglaan. Alam mo yun, like in the middle, early in the morning, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, tapos ayun, ang lamig-lamig. Tapos 8 o'clock, boom, ang init. Like, ah, ayoko nito. So like, ganon. Nag-start na ako kay pathways, na-open up ko siya kay Mommy J. And Mommy J told me this very beautiful question na tingnan mo, Jerome, kung sino yung mga taong nagtitrigger naman sa'yo. Pero tao? Like, paano tao, Mommy? Kasi nasabi niya, is it's also possible na natitrigger si allergic rhinitis is because of your fear. Yung takot ko. And I did that, like, ang dami kong na-identify na, oh my God, like, oo nga natitrigger niya ako. So, I'm so sorry for the people na hindi ko kinausap for like many months because of it. Natitrigger niya kasi yung allergy ko and hindi ko kayang i-handle yung emotions ko at that time. So, ayan. But we can talk now in the future. So, yun yung naging experience ko sa stress manifesting into physical illness.
Ayaw. Pero totoo yun, no? Minsan siguro ayaw lang rin natin tanggapin na galing na sa mga kasama natin. Kasi love natin sila eh. Diba? Mm-hmm. Pero parang, ayun, wala. Ituloy pa rin, go, go, go. Pero yung body natin nagre-react na. Nagre-react na pala.
Totoo. Siguro yung best example ko dito na naisip ko kasi before ate I did my time sa call center industry. And as many of the runners know, it can be demanding kasi shifting ang schedule, tapos short ang breaks, irate pa yung customer. So stress. Boom. Okay. So I took a nap. Hindi sa floor, of course. Hindi sa floor. But during my break time. And then, pagising ko, inatake ako ng rhinitis, sumakit yung ulo ko, and nagsastart na akong magkaroon ng trangkaso. Pero tuloy pa din, laban lang. As I look back on it, I feel like my body was trying to tell me something na, oh, ito na naman, stress ka na naman. But ay mo ba kasi tumigil? Ganyan. Pero like, siyempre, tuloy pa din. Hi, you know, welcome to blah, blah, blah. How can I help you today? So, siguro like I'd like to ask din from your experience ate, how would you know if your body is trying to tell you something na huy manan ganon?
Alam mo sa totoo lang Jerome, pasaway kasi ako eh minsan.
Same.
Yung mga masakit na may makati na may ano. Hindi ko na, I love you, sorry. hindi ko siya like napansin. As in, ano rin to sa akin, kailangan ko rin i-take tong lesson na to na pakinggan yung katawan ko. Kasi mm-hmm. lagi kong pinapersa eh. Pero wala pa kasi ako doon eh. Doon sa, yung tinitake care ko lang siya pag may signs na siya, ganun.
Ah, oo nga. Okay, sorry. Like, parehas nga tayo. Like, I will only tend to it kapag wala na. Worst case na. Okay. Ito na.
Wala na. Parang pag ayaw na niyang gumalaw, tsaka na lang. Like for me, yung injury ko. Maraming times before that eh. Masakit lang. Nag-start sa masakit. Then eventually, sorry runners. So, singit ko na lang, Jerome. No?
Ah, yes.
Like for me, nangyari, nagbaboxing kasi ako runner, so may masakit na sa katawan ko. Pero ang ginawa ko, since pasaway nga ako, boboxing pa rin ako ng boboxing. Tapos yun, eventually, nagkaroon ako ng dislocated arm, nag-muscle tear ako. Tapos, nung totally, hindi ko na siya magalaw. That's the time na wala na. Doon na lang ako tumigil. And last year to guys. Tapos, early this year, ang nangyari naman sa akin, wrist injury. As in, masakit na, naiinda ko pa. Pag mag-open ako ng doorknob, as in, pag nagtitwisto, grabe, parang hirap na. So guys, ano lang, payo lang, take care and listen. Kung may masakit or feeling nyo may iba na nang nangyayari, take time to pause. Huwag nyong hayaan na lumala yung damage na nangyayari sa katawan nyo. Kasi katulad ako, nahinto ako from working out because hindi ako nag-tend, no? Nung nag-aano na pala siya, nag-react na siya.
I feel the same way, ate. So, runners, please, there's no shame. Ako, sabihin ko na, for my future self din, baka makalimutan mo, future Jerome. There's no shame in pausing. There's no shame in resting. There's no shame in resting. Kaya mo yan. We need that. We need that. Okay, thank you. Oh, and of course, ate, is there anything else you'd like to add sa conversation natin about stress manifesting into physical illness?
Wala naman na. Basta take time talaga to pause and be with your body. Eventually, makikilala mo naman, marerecognize mo kung ano yung mga signals niya na gusto niya parating. Kanya-kanya naman yun kung paano siya magre-represent.
Yes, tama. Oh, and of course, I'd also like to ask you then. Hindi pa narinig ni Ate yung episode na to, but let's see. Okay, but in the previous episode kasi napag-usapan namin ni Ate Mika yung environment na sometimes we get to be so fixated on doing one thing. For example, ako, work lang ako ng work, and hindi ko nare-realize na sobrang gulo na ng kwarto ko. So, in the previous episode, relate lang natin ng konti, how does the external environment affect the body's health naman?
Pag hindi tayo marunong mag-detach sa nangyayari sa surroundings natin or environment, minsan kala natin atin yun eh. Like, kala natin, energetically, kaya natin atin yun. So, bit-bit natin everything. Yung pala, ano na niya yun, sa ibang tao na pala.
Ah, okay. Sorry, like, realizations. okay, go, ate, go. Okay.
Tapos, yun, just bit-bit lang natin. So, parang ako, nangyayari sa akin at times, parang, shit, ang bigat na, hindi ako makalabas. Tapos, yung pag may awareness ka, it helps eh, na hindi akin to. Talagang okay or wala na tayo dito para makapag-detach tayo somehow, no? Ayun. Na-answer ko ba?
yes. Kasi, of course, runners, baka magulat kayo na, ang simple naman nun, of course, pollution, ganun. Pero hindi kasi like environment lang yung pinag-uusapan natin about nature or the city. Environment meaning yung mga tao, yung paligid mo, yes, yung energy din sa paligid mo na hindi mo nakikita. I mean, like, do you ever get that feeling, ate, na pag minsan, pagpasok mo sa isang room, parang okay naman, maliwalas, pero negative ng vibe?
Yes, meron.
Diba? That's the environment that I'm talking about.
Kaya kailangan mag-shield.
Yes, I am fine. Okay. Future episode. Sa mga runners, you know what I'm talking about talaga. Kahit yung pagpunta mo ng CR, yung pagpunta mo sa floor, sa workplace. I know someone who recently told me na, alam mo, pag pumupunta ako sa workplace ko, lagi ako may headache. Pero pag labas ko ng office ko, wala na. So I was like, meron dun. meron dun, boy. May something dun. So, add lang
sign
din ako.
Sign yun, no? Sign din yun, Jerome, na may something. Parang yun yung isang type ng signal na may nangyayari sa'yo pag nandun ka.
Yes. Diba? Kasi parang, Mami Jay, hindi ko po sure kung ito yung proper term. Parang may collective energy na nabibuild sa isang environment kapag masyadong malakas yung emotions ng isang tao. Ayun. Okay, so, hi! So that's the one we were talking about. Of course, ate, since we're already talking about, you know, people, na sometimes naman they can motivate us, sometimes they can drain us, you know. May mga ganun talaga, hindi natin maiiwasan. So go back tayo kay grounding. Nakatulong ba siya sa pag-release ng, you know, unwanted energy na ayaw natin?
Yes, yes. Kasi, syempre, ano yun eh, na-absorb ng body natin. Minsan conscious tayo kasi evident naman nangyayari eh. Pero minsan, yun nga, unaware din tayo kung ano yung mga na-absorb natin, di ba? Energetically. So, when we do grounding, marirelease natin yun kasi it's either through exercise, malalabas natin yun sa katawan natin, or kunyari, unearthing, di ba parang napapasa? Nagkoconnect ka sa ano eh, nagkoconnect ka kay Mother Earth eh. So, parang kahit papano napapasa yung energies. Ayun. Mm-hmm. Pero parang siguro it helps na lang that we set intention na kung ano yung mangyari, paano nata-transmit yung energies na yun. Ayun.
Thank you. Thank you, ate. And I think another example that comes into my mind now na minsan, ako, like, this is me, runners, okay? This is me. Na kapag masyado kong nakapanood sa TV ng mga heavy drama, parang bigat sa puso. Patayin ko nga muna to. parang hindi ko kaya. Sorry, pero alam niyan, runners, okay? Pag nasa province kayo or nasa... No hate sa ating media, pero ang heavy lang talaga minsan ng drama. Hindi ko kaya.
Okay lang yan. Natawa ako. Sorry, Jerome. Kasi... kasi yun yung... Well, after kong ma-free, no, sa addiction sa drugs, ang pang-escape ko na yun is K-drama.
Ah! Okay lang yung K-drama. Iba yung...
Tama pa din.
For me, mas okay yung K-drama kasi at least may build up, hindi yung ganun ka heavy. Pero sa media, sorry, sa mga nanonood, like, sa media kasi natin talagang blatantly point out, tanghaling tapat, alam mo yun, walang yaka, blah, 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 blah. It's like, tutulog lang po ako, ayoko nang makinig.
Plus din siguro, no, kung ano yung papanoodin natin talaga.
Yes. Hi. Ayon, runner. So that's what we mean when we talk about like environments. Absorb natin subconsciously. Oh, so ate, is there anything else you'd like to add sa pag-release naman ng unwanted energy?
For me, just punta lang, kahit nga as simple as magkulong ka sa kwarto. I-release mo by... Basta, syempre, wala kang makokollateral damage.
Ayan, okay.
Kahit iyak mo, isigaw mo, iname mo man lang yung napipil mo. Alam mo yun? Parang, basta just be in a safe space na kaya mo maging ikaw. And kung ano man yung way mo, depende pa rin naman yan eh, kung paano mo siya gagawin. And kung paano ba siya nagiging okay with you. Like, for example, pwede rin journaling. Diba?
Yeah.
Pwedeng sigaw ka or kausapin mo lang, process ka. Kausapin mo, name it. Yun, basta find an activity na pag ginawa mo, safe ka and ma-enjoy mo. Yes. And okay lang na maging ikaw. Ay, ikaw lang, ikaw. Ayun.
Yes. Siguro ang biggest challenge lang na possibly maharap ng runners natin is, of course, yun nga, maka-istorbo ka ng ibang tao like your mom, your sister, your brother kasi maririnig kang, I mean, sumisigaw or whatnot. But there are other ways. There are other ways you can try. So this is what we mean then when we say put in the work kasi trial and error din talaga. Thank you. Right. So ate, anything else?
Ito, madaling gawin. Pwede mag-ground through shower. Di ba?
Yes! Oh. Maligo kayo!
Minsan magugulat kayo pag nag-shower pa kayo. Bigla kayong may realization. Ilan times nangyayari yun sa akin.
Yung shower thoughts, totoo yun. Okay? Oo nga, no?
Tapos eating. Pwede din. Eating. Kain. Mga sweets. Ganyan. Or, for example, yun na-mention namin kanina, which is exercise or earthing. Tapos, siguro pwede rin kayo makinig ng relaxing music.
Diba? Yes.
So, pero pwede siguro explore nyo rin on your own kasi kanya-kanya din naman yan eh. Like kung ano yung mag-fit sa'yo.
Totoo. Oh yeah, I'd also like to share in one point of my life, what worked for me, and I'm sure nag-work din sa mga runners to, I would blast emo music. He would blast emo music. Like lahat ng cry. Oh, I would love it. And then like, I would let the music speak for me.
Uy, ganyan face din ako ah.
Yes, di ba? nakikita ko sa like sa ibang post and through one of our alchemists din na mahilig sa emo music, I was like, oh my god, it was never a phase. Ang saya.
Tapos puro tissue kasi iyak na lang.
See? Oh, may aspect din yun ng shadow work because you're feeling your emotions, accepting them also. Pakinggan niyo yung previous episode, runners. Ayan. Thank you. Ayan. Thank you. Oh, so, ate, I'd like to ask then because we're nearing sa end ng episode natin, what advice or encouragement would you offer someone who may be struggling to be in the present? Alam mo yun, may mga tao na minsan they keep on remembering the past, tapos nakalimutan na nila na nandito tayo, or like me, I'm super worried about the future na I didn't even realize yung future na pinapangarap ko, eto na. Eto na. Ayan. So, go ahead.
Siguro, it helps lang, no, to allow everything muna. I-allow mo lang yung thoughts mo and feelings mo. And then, eventually, pag na-honor mo na lahat yun, as yourself din, for example, sa future, ano ba yung kinukumahog ko? Or ano ba yung minamadali ko? Bakit ko ba kailangan habulin or intindihin yun sa future? Eh, ang important is yung now. Yung to be in the now. To stay in the present para ma-value eh. Di ba? Para ma-value. Tapos, for those people naman, yung na-mention mo na medyo yung laging bumabalik sa past, baka kasi rin, meron pa sila hindi napapatawad sa sarili nila. Meron pa silang hindi fully ma-accept. So, kaya sila nagsisircle back. So, importante talaga guys na sana mag-healing sila, no? Yun yung
yes!
Pero like, yung immediate siguro solution, let's say grounding activities, hanap na lang sila siguro muna ng activity na ma-enjoy din nila to help them stay in the present moment. Pwede din yun siguro, di ba? Like, yeah. Kahit nga as simple as magluto, cooking.
Yes! Tama.
Kasi yung may enjoy nila, yun yung importante.
Ayun. Yes. I'd also like to add din ate na this is why sometimes we would hear this sa mga magulang natin or someone na mas matanda sa atin na kapag we're feeling down, they would encourage us na, oh sige, kumain ka muna. O, grounding yun. Or, oh maglakad ka muna. O, grounding din yun. Or, di kaya, I mean, like, just, gala ka muna. Okay lang yan. Ayan, so, that's us. Like, letting our emotions be and for us to come back to it later kapag okay na.
Pag-align, mas centered ka na. Pero important talaga, ma-allow mo muna lahat eh. Nang walang tigil.
Yan. Yes. And just like what you said, ate, kanina, na healing is really important talaga. We can't emphasize that enough. You have to prepare your vessel. Ayan. For you to receive more of what you are expecting out of life. Or for you to receive more of what's coming to you and what's for you. Thank you. Thank you, Ate. So, anything else you would like to add to our conversation?
Ano, parang guys, encourage ko kayo to take care of your bodies. Kasi iba talaga. Since physical naman yung pinag-uusapan. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Ipahalagahan natin yung katawan natin. Siguro sa experience ko kasi, kaya din binavalue ko yung body ko. Kasi I know and I understand na vessel lang to. Vessel lang to do my service, to do my purpose, no? Para kung ano man yung ipagawa sa akin ni God, talagang prepared ako and fit ako to do it. Ayun. So, mahalaga.
Yes. Tama, tama. Ayun. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and of course, Ate, I'd like to ask you, since we're path of, we are a path. Oh my God. We're a part. Yan. We're a part of Pathways and it's new community. Yes. Na hindi pa na advertise dito sa podcast. Can you tell us a little bit more about what Pathways is going through now? Yan.
Yun, guys, invite ko kayo, runners, sa mga hindi pa nakakapag-sign up sa Pathways Connect, please mag-sign up kayo. Ma-experience yung daming activities sa loob. Tapos, para ma-experience yun rin yung magkaroon ng safe and compassionate community. So, ano lang, register kayo sa nas.io. Ayun.
Ayan, okay.
So, yun. Register kayo sa nas.io/wearepathways.
So, future Jerome. So, yan, please. Alam mo na yan. Flash mo na yan sa screen. Yan. So, invite mo sila. So, go to nas.io to check out Pathways Connect. Yan. So, every week, may mga events si Pathways. May mga videos ready to watch na digestible bites din. Hindi yung full na 1 hour like this podcast. So, you can do it on your own time. And I sincerely hope, like as me, as Jerome, let's just continue to be better. Ayan. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So, Ate, of course, the floor is yours. Would you like to thank anyone anyone before we wrap up the episode?
Siyempre, first, ikaw, Jerome. Sobrang thank you for allowing me to be here and na-share natin yung journey natin, no? So, and second, siyempre, thank you kay Mami J and Ate Tit and Pathways Core and Community. Sobrang thankful ako sa lahat ng love and support na binigay nyo sa akin during ng mga panahon na hindi ko pa kaya, pero ito na.
Yes!
So, thank you. And yun, lastly, kay Travis talaga gusto ko mag-thank you. Ayun.
Mm-hmm.
Salamat sa'yo ulit, Travis.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ate. I'd like to thank you then kasi finally we're able to talk about the things that we've been talking about today. And yun, sobrang worth it talaga for sure, like sila Mama Jay sabihin, "Oh, ito na, finally nag-usap na yung dalawa." Ayan.
I thank you, runners din pala.
Ayan, okay, so sorry.
Peace. Thank you, runners. And thank you sa mga nagli-listen. Ayun.
Thank you. Thank you, runners. I'd also like to thank the runners then for being patient with the content we publish and, you know, for digesting what we have been talking about then for this episode. So, thank you. Thank you. Ayan. Okay. So, Ate Anne, again, thank you so much. Runners, we only have one more episode left. And it's time to call everybody from Pathways to talk about the last episode, which is the also the last dimension, social. Ayan. Okay. So, thank you, Ate Anne. Thank you, runners. Thank you, Pathways. So don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, run away with Runaway Podcast. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's it for this episode. If you like to support the podcast, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Runaway Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, run away with Runaway Podcasts.